at the, exactly, we are here at the 2019 Q's Symposium in the Bahamas, where we're already having a lot of fun here.
Absolutely.
a lot of fun.
We're not in the polar vortex, so
I'm happy. No, we're all good with that, for sure. I feel so bad for those folks right now.
But absolutely.
Hopefully it'll be over within the next 24 or 48 hours. But anyway, we are here with the ladies from SRM, Patty Wubbles.
Yes.
And Uma Zielinski.
Absolutely.
Did I get it right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right.
Well,
all right,
done.
Guys. Hey, well, we tried. So before we get into talking about issues associated with small credit unions, how's the conference going for you guys so far?
Going really well.
Yeah?
It's been a great opportunity to spend some time with both our current clients as well as meeting new friends
mm-hmm.
and enjoying the lovely island.
Yeah, it's pretty nice out there right now.
It's nice. It's intimate because the CEOs have a great opportunity to work with their board chairs
mm-hmm.
and get some education, but also do some fun things that kind of build that rapport
yeah.
and that relationship.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's
mm-hmm.
a really good take on it because in the mornings here, we all work really, really hard.
Right.
In the afternoons, they have some sort of a activity plan for them that they go do
right.
together. So I like that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You can build that rapport. I'm like, okay, I didn't. That's a new take
there
on that.
There you go. You're
wow.
welcome.
Wow. Okay. Interview's done. We're done.
I'll send you the bill.
Okay. Sent to Q. No, Q will send to you. All right. Hey, we're talking about issues associated with small credit unions. Who wants to go first here? Is it Uma,
sure,
do you want to go first?
Absolutely.
What SRM is known for?
Yes. And so for the last 26 years, small credit unions have used us as a resource in a variety of different ways. So we're known for our ability to help them with their key contract management.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about a small credit union, you know, the management team is tasked to work with 100 different vendor
mm-hmm.
relationships. It makes it challenging. How do they stay an expert to really understand where the market is going relative to areas like digital, like payments, to ensure they're driving the right price for
mm-hmm.
their credit union
mm-hmm.
and the right price for their members. And so really being able to assist them with benchmarking and contract negotiations
yeah.
is such a key element of what we've been able to do over the last 26 years and how we can help drive effectiveness to their P&L. What's neat for us is some of the new areas that we've recently started to get into. So on top of being able to be a benefit and a resource to them
mm-hmm.
and that capacity, being able to also now take an even more strategic focus and direction in terms of taking a look at automation efficiencies
mm-hmm.
through things like intelligence.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you wanted to talk about, Patty,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
It's kind of the new things that are going
right,
on with,
right.
It's not AI, it's IA.
So
can you explain?
Yeah, so we're really excited about it. It's a new area that it's not new for us because we've been evolving this over a period of time, but we call it intelligent automation.
Okay.
So we have offices over in the UK, we have clients all around the world, and we've been already benchmarking and studying the areas such as artificial intelligence for robotic process automation,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things. And for our small credit unions, what that means is, first and foremost, not trying to reinvent the wheel and trying to figure it all
right,
out.
Right.
So what we're able to bring them is, how can we, you know, in the small credit unions, they have a lot of hats that they wear. Are there processes that we can help them identify that will automate and streamline
mm-hmm.
so they can really focus on the important things they're doing, their interactions with their members,
mm-hmm.
and really focus on the areas that are most important to them? And then, with artificial intelligence, it's really finding those specific areas where they can be most helpful for that member.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking what they would normally do and sending out marketing to all of their members saying, we've got CD rates or
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can now really look at who are our members and what are they doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the example we talked about earlier, I have a 16-year-old, just turned 16, and my credit union would be sending me something that says, hey, are you thinking about buying a car?
Right, right.
Your insurance needs are about to change. Let
right.
us help you. And they can really be specific to me,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Instead of just getting some random piece of marketing that doesn't pertain
right,
to me,
exactly.
I'm really feeling like they're
they know you.
Keying
yeah.
in on it. So
yeah.
super excited about it. We've got some great new employees, like I said, with the office overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a real exciting
right,
area
and
for
now
us.
We've added some local talent right here in the U.S., so we've got a lot of ability to help them. Again,
expertise.
Yes, not only add to the P&L effectively,
mm-hmm.
but then with the P&L they're spending on outreach to their members, how can they do that
strategy.
In a manner that's
mm-hmm.
very strategic in nature?
Well, that leads me to the next question, is like the significance of this right now. Is it keeping up with the Joneses? allowing smaller credit unions to kind of keep up? Because obviously technology changes in the blink of an eye these days. And for a smaller credit union who may be resource challenged, you know, I mean, having folks like you in their back pocket go, hey, you know, we need to get up there with the other folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. You look at a large FI and they have the resources internally, the capabilities, the marketing teams to do this. And now we're able to help bring it to that smaller credit union that, again, wants to have that personal and individual relationship with that member, and be able to do it in a cost-effective manner.
Yeah, we keep hearing when we come to the conferences, like, credit unions got to continue to be relevant.
Right.
And to be relevant, they need tools like this to stay on top of it. I mean, I don't know if anybody is really on top of it, because it's still moving so fast, but it certainly helps.
And the information's at their fingertips. It's just finding someone that can help extract it and point it out and then show how to use it. So the strategy, even looking at their card programs and finding out how do we get top of wallet, how do we get top of virtual wallet, and make sure that we're, you know, working that way too. So
top of phone.
Top of my Apple Pay.
Exactly. And speaking of, I use that everywhere I can now.
Tap,
so
tap and go.
Yep.
And
I was
it can be dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
How many coffees did I buy today?
I was like, oh my gosh, that's too easy. Watch out. So where do we go from here? How do you guys see 2019 shaping up based on what we just talked about here? Because, I mean, it's changing so fast.
It is, and we're really finding the year is off to a really fast start.
I know.
So, you know, in
lots of big announcements.
Yes, absolutely. The M&A activity is not slowing down, and everyone is very much focused on how to reach some of those strategic goals and you know, the focuses that their board and their team has put in front of them. So we're excited to be here and be a resource and help navigate through those waters.
Right.
We're seeing some really great opportunities.
Very cool. And my last question here is, how, pertaining to the conference topics, I mean, the board and CEO exchange, how do you guys help out? How do you guys kind of enhance that relationship?
What's been great, we've talked about it today, what's been great about the board chairs that we've been talking to this week is they're so knowledgeable about what's going on in their credit union. Yeah. So, you know, with some of the activities, we've gotten to know some of the chairmen and their wives or spouses, and they said, do you want to meet my CEO? And of course, and so then we have those conversations, but they really know what they're trying to do with their members. Yeah. So whether it's the CEOs, whether it's the chairs, we've had the opportunity to just have those conversations. And the challenge is everybody has their strategic plan pretty much laid out. The challenge is that there's a lot of things happening that they didn't plan for.
Right.
And so now they've got to sort of pivot and be flexible enough to go, okay, this was the plan, but we've really got to focus on this. We can't put this out 2-3 years. We got to make sure we're at least doing something with it now. So we're here to help, you know, with all of that.
Yeah, right. How do you implement, right? So you have this vision, you have these goals. What are the tactical ways that you go about it now and the strategic elements? I think that's where we're excited to be able to be a resource and add some value to help navigate through those waters.
And as you're talking about that, I mean, this is such an engaged group here. I mean, everybody
absolutely.
Is, you know, and they are diving in deep and making that relationship work. So, because there's a credit union at stake, there are members at stake,
members.
You know, and you're changing lives. So, yeah, I can see. And this is, again, it's a really engaged group. So that must be good for you guys, too, because they want to listen. They want to talk.
And it's organic, and they're open to it, and it's just really fun conversations. Yeah. So
very cool, guys.
I like it.
All righty. Well, on that note, I'll let you guys get back to work.
Thank you.
Tough
job.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
Thank you very much.
Thanks for
well done.
Appreciate
Keep up
it.
The good work, guys, all right?
Thanks.